I'm Bethany Samsel. I am the director of LifePoint Kids at the Lewis Center campus, and I am so excited to be with you in the DriveCast today. What comes to mind when you hear the word humility? Maybe it's being quiet, modest, or putting yourself last. But the Bible paints a deeper picture. In Philippians 2, Paul tells us to value others above ourselves, not because we're worthless, but because we follow the example of Jesus. Jesus, who is God, chose to humble himself. He became human, lived among us, and went to the cross, not because he had to, but because he loved us. That's not weakness, that's humility. In Galatians 5:13, it says, Paul writes, "You were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." When we know who we are in Jesus, secure, loved, and free, we don't fight for attention or approval. We're released from self-focus, and our lives can pour out in service to others. And here's the key. Service isn't just something we add to our lives. It's what flows out of a life rooted in Jesus. It's how we reflect his heart. And it can happen anywhere and everywhere, at home, work, church, or your everyday conversations. I've been serving in kids ministry for a while now, and a recent moment sticks out to me. I was tired and honestly not in the mood to serve, but I showed up anyway. That day, a mom let me know how much what we were doing meant to her daughter. It hit me. It wasn't just childcare. This is a sacred space. God was moving in the heart of her daughter, and he let me and our team be a part of it. I didn't need to be perfect or have all the energy. I just needed to be present. That moment reminded me of why we serve. It's not about what I bring, but about being available for God to use me. That's the kind of humility that serving teaches you. We live very fast. Life pulls us in all kinds of directions. Work, family, and different schedules. But what if we stop treating serving like a box to check off? What if we notice people around us? What if you paused long enough today to ask God, "Who can I serve today?" You don't need a title or plan. You just need a willing heart. Serving doesn't require perfection. It requires presence. So let's slow down today. Let's look outward. Let's see people the way that God sees them. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you for humbling yourself to serve and save us. Help us to walk this in the same humility. Show us who we can serve this week, right where we are. Fill our hearts with joy, not obligation. Let our lives be a response to you.